Our successes in Zimbabwe in terms of managing the HIV and AIDS pandemic is particularly in terms of the National AIDS Trust Fund, which has been widely documented and acclaimed as a best practice across Africa and the world. So far in Africa, Zimbabwe is the only country that has managed to implement the National AIDS Trust Fund by collecting a 3% tax from every individual who is working in the country. So far, a lot of countries have visited Zimbabwe to try and pluck a leaf from this practice of AIDS levy. And of all those that have visited the country to learn something, none of them has been able to effect it as yet. So it's one thing that we proudly boast about, and the AIDS levy has helped us access funds from other countries like the Global Fund that has put people based on what or how much they have in terms of funding in order to manage HIV and AIDS.
You had some prior events that you held prior to this commemoration ceremony there in Victoria Falls. Tell us a little bit about those.
The Candlelight Memorial was a tremendous success, highly attended by people living with HIV and those that are not living with HIV, but we had come in solidarity and to remember their loved ones who have passed on due to AIDS.